A flatbed truck pulls up to Richmond's Blue Bee Cider with a fresh delivery. 12 bins of Gold Rush apples from Silver Creek Orchard in Nelson County.
We're gonna go into that door right there.
Using a forklift, Blue Bee owner Courtney Maley removes the 800-pound containers filled with the bright green fruit, some tinged with patches of pink.
So many apples.
Right, you're gonna make a lot of cider, I guess.
Yes, that's the plan.
It's peak apple season, so Blue Bee has plenty of pressing and bottling to do.
This is fall, so I am at the bottom of a 100,000-pound apple mountain, which must be juiced and fermenting by Christmas Day.
This new shipment of Gold Rush apples will be used in Blue Bee's Aragon 1904, a light, off-dry cider named after the former coffee-producing occupants of their Manchester facility. They're also part of the blend used for Fanfare, a rosé cider, and Firecracker, a limited edition dessert cider.
They produce a really interesting cider, so it's still not in high production, and it still fits the criteria of rare, even though it's not heirloom, but the base cider that you produce from that, I've heard sometimes described as similar to a Sauvignon Blanc, so it's very acidic, nice and clean, and has some nice tropical fruit to it.
Maley's previous career was in economic development, including a job at the Federal Reserve. But as she labored, she knew a desk job wasn't the right fit.
The early days of working in an office, the very early days, really my first summer, I was riding up an elevator and talking to one of my coworkers saying, I can't believe it's getting so beautiful outside, but I'm stuck in here every day, not just for the summer, but for the rest of my life, with only 2 weeks off every year for the rest of my life. And I just couldn't get my head around it. And there was an accountant from one of the neighboring companies in our building behind us, and he said, oh, don't worry, you'll get used to it. And I will never get used to this, never.
Maley says she spent years getting ready for this major career change, preparing herself financially and emotionally. In 2010, she was ready to make her move.
So I made a plan, and I eventually left my job on a Friday and drove up to cider school the next day on Saturday, and got a little bit of book learning, but then did an apprenticeship with Albemarle Cider Works just south of Charlottesville.
In the beginning, it was Maley, her husband, and parents, along with some seasonal staff. Now there's a small crew of 3 full-time and 3 part-time employees. They've improved their techniques, and in the last year, production increased by 100%.
Our dock bay doors, that wood was actually reclaimed from the barn where Secretariat was raised, the great Virginia racehorse.
Brian Onmark does a little bit of everything around Blue Bee, earning the title Cider Evangelist. Pointing out features in the historical building, he says this room will soon be filled with those just-delivered Gold Rush apples.
That's our grinder, so each apple we handle individually.
The apples are ground down to what's called a pumice.
It's kind of like apple oatmeal, ground-up apple.
Then they transfer the pumice to 2 cylindrical presses, where the juice is squeezed out.
In the inside of the cylinder, there's like an inflatable bellow. So once that's full of pumice, we fill the bellow with water. That presses the pumice through a kind of like a filter bag that lines the interior. And the juice literally will cascade down those little slats. Very briefly into the basin at the bottom. That's the stuff that at the grocery store you would call cider in the jug. We just call that juice because that's what it is. It's unfiltered juice.
In a separate climate-controlled room, the juice goes into large fermentation vessels. These are made out of 8-ply cardboard with a sterilized cartridge inside.
On a good press day now, we'll yield somewhere in the neighborhood of 400, 450 gallons. So we want to put about 200 gallons in each of these. Then we'll activate the fermentation with the champagne yeast.
After a month or more of fermentation, the liquid is pumped into blending tanks where Maley and assistant cider maker Manuel Garcia develop the aromas and flavor characteristics. After blending, there's final filtration, carbonation, and bottling.
You can see the bottling line 4 at a time by hand. It is time-consuming, one of the dues we pay. But then we cap each bottle 1 at a time in the corner, and then we also hand-label each bottle, front and back stickers. So, we do as much as we can by hand, put a lot of love into it.
go ahead and start breaking into your kit that's on the table.
Part of Bluebee's work includes educating the public about cider, which they do through tours, tastings, and home cider brewing workshops.
You should have a flask.
At a recent workshop, 20 participants sit before cider making kits. A large carboy container, a flask, funnel, yeast, and most importantly, the juice.
So this comes from an orchard along Skyline Drive up in the Blue Ridge of Virginia. It's on a southeastward facing slope, so it gets the nice morning sun and not too much of the harsh sun from the west. And these apples are from older trees. It's an old-fashioned variety of wine sap. Have any of you tasted a wine sap before?
As Maley shares her excitement about Virginia-grown apples, the students swirl yeast nutrient in their flasks and then pour the mixture into the wine sap juice. In a few weeks, the cider will be fermented and ready to drink.
I've been piddling around with making beer and cider and wine at home, and I've never taken a class. I've just been kind of self-taught.
Nancy Resnick says family tradition was part of the inspiration to start making her own cider and wine.
My grandfather used to make beer in the basement in the 1930s. And so there's family lore about, you know, the stories about my pops making his beer in the basement.
A longtime cider fan.
Participant Michael Wingfield is making cider for the first time. The Norfolk resident, who works for O'Connor Brewery, says he appreciates the complexities of cider, which can be as nuanced as wine.
I got turned on to cider when I was living in Europe, the French farmhouse ciders, the German ciders, and started drinking Strongbow a long time ago, just really hooked on cider, and nice to see that it's coming back.
Bluebee joins 9 other cider makers during Virginia Cider Week, an event spurred by a state proclamation 3 years ago. Designed to celebrate Virginia's heritage and spur interest in agritourism, there are tastings, dinners, competitions, and workshops held in cities throughout the Commonwealth. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.